Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about and doing an exercise about what do you really want? Wishing for more wishes. We're going to be talking about dreaming bigger. And we'll do a little exercise to help with that. Before we get going today, quick shout out to new listeners in Kyiv, Ukraine. I'll say spasibo za eto svyaz if you speak Russian. I do not speak Ukrainian. I'm so sorry. But thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you on board. To send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas, you have three ways to do it now. Over at the new virtual ashram, check it out if you haven't. Go to the room on the floor plan that says Meet Catherine Here. You can sign up for the email list, and then you can email me your questions directly. Or you'll notice now there is a button to text me or call and leave me a voicemail. And let me know how it's going and how I can help. So let's talk about dreaming bigger. So do you remember when you were a kid and you first heard this idea of a genie that grants three wishes? Now, the first thing everyone asks for is like a big sack of money or maybe ultimate power or like a really nice car. And then some kid comes along and says, well, why don't you ask for more wishes? And you think, holy crap, they're a genius. Why didn't I think of that? The first thing we should wish for is infinite wishes. It's so clever and obvious. Why didn't we see it before? Now, here you are in a place where you can create any reality you want. And what do you ask for? Money. A nice car, status, power. Your wishes have not changed since you were 6 years old. We create our worlds rather uncreatively, don't you think? The first thing that anybody does when they hear about this manifesting thing is they go, oh yeah, right? Because they probably heard about it from some asinine video, some guy on there, you know, with the sports car and the mansion and the money and the women, and there's a pool and everybody's got champagne and there's probably a yacht there somewhere, and they're going, yeah, look at me, I'm gonna teach you how to manifest. And you go, yeah, I want the fancy car and I want the mansion and the money and the power and the status and to go to all the big parties. And what you don't realize is you forgot to ask for more wishes, right? You've taken the very first, most uncreative answer to what do you want, instead of the clever answer that allows you to do even more. See, what we do right now is that each idea that we get is more often an evolution of a previous idea or lifestyle rather than a revolution. So why do we not think bigger? Well, I think it's because we don't believe it's possible. If you have $100, it's not far-fetched to think that you could have $1,000. Now, if you have $1,000, you can easily believe that maybe you could have 10,000. But making the leap from 100 to 1 billion seems way too far. And so we hold ourselves back. We go, that's ridiculous. But try this. If you could have, do, or be anything, what would you really ask for? So let's do this right now. I'm going to read you a list of really crazy out there ideas of things that I wish for. Just to give you some examples. And then we're going to do an exercise where I want you to wish big. Because why not? Oh, because it might not happen and then I'll be disappointed. Okay, well, you don't have it now, so don't be disappointed. You might as well wish big. And if you only get halfway there, well, that would be pretty great, wouldn't it? So here's some of my wishes. I wish for global peace. And I think I've actually found a way to make it happen. And what if I only get halfway there? Well, that would be pretty freaking great. I wish for quiet wealth. Sure, I'd love to have tons of money. But I'd like to be quiet about it. I don't want to be flashy about it. I'd like to have tons of money in the kind of way that nobody knows I have tons of money. I want to have amazing experiences. Like what? I don't know. Like the type of experiences that I couldn't possibly guess right now, that I couldn't possibly detail right now, that happen and I go, wow. So I'm going to leave that one open. Amazing experiences. And I have had amazing experiences, and they just keep getting more amazing. I asked for, at one point, empathic abilities. And now I have them. Very cool. I'm able to really help people with that. I wish to never physically decline. Most people will say, I don't want to get old. But that's not really what you mean. You really do want the years of experience and wisdom and lessons learned. But what you don't want is the physical decline that often goes along with it. So I want to no longer physically decline. For now, I've been pretty successful. I want to never need a hospital again. Why? Because it's not fun. And I like to have fun. I wished at one point to be able to heal others through touch and thought. And now I can. I'm a Reiki master teacher with empathic abilities. It's a powerful combination. I want to be able to put others at peace just by being in the same room. And now I can. I want to hold in my consciousness, that is to know, the truth and the possibilities of each person I meet and of all humanity. And I do. I want to master consciousness to the point of manipulating space-time itself. Okay, I don't have this one yet. But why not throw it out there? Because what if? Will I ever get that one? Will I ever be able to manipulate space-time itself? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. If it is in my best interests, perhaps a method will come along. The point is, why not wish big? Why not throw it out there? So some of these things I just read to you are already part of my reality. The rest are on track to become my reality. Now those are big words, but I have a purpose here. I want you to inspire you to think bigger. I want you to think revolutionarily, not evolutionarily. I want you to think revolutionarily. Think creatively, truly creatively. If you could truly, now it's your turn, have anything you want, anything, literally any ability, any lifestyle, any aspect of you, yourself, your body, your mind, your energy, your life. What do you want? And I want you to take a minute right now to actually answer that question. This is a fun exercise. At some point later today, you should grab a journal and sit down with this question seriously. We start small because we hope some being in the sky who is not us, who we are detached from, will grant our wish just because it's so small and humble. But the thing is, the divine is pervasive, and every religious text in the world will remind you that the divine lives in your heart. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask and it shall be given. Literally. They weren't just writing a nice text. But as always, I want to remind you, as you're sitting there thinking about this, to be careful what you wish for, not because it'd be so big and grandiose that it'd be thought egotistical, but be careful what you wish for because of the emotion behind what you're wishing for. Why do you want what you want? Because that will be multiplied. The emotion, remember this? I could not possibly repeat this enough. The emotion at the root of whatever you choose will be multiplied in the result. You'll get what you ask for, but the emotion at the root of it will be multiplied. So if you ask for empathic abilities because you want to use them for evil, because if you ask for it out of ego, which is really to say asking for it out of unworthiness, the result will multiply those feelings of unworthiness. But if you ask for it out of a genuine desire to help people, to help bring them closer to their own truth, then that emotion will be multiplied. That love of humanity will be multiplied. And this has held true for me for sure. If you ask to no longer physically decline because you fear that decline, if fear is the root of that, you will get your result in a way that multiplies your fear. But if you ask to no longer physically decline because you love this body, you genuinely love this body and you want to keep it healthy so that you can carry out your mission for years and decades to come, then that love of this body will be multiplied. See how that works? So what do you want? I challenge you to think big. When you begin this exercise, you will inevitably start small with incremental improvements in your life. Cool. Start there. Write that down. Then turn the page and think bigger. Then turn the page and think bigger. And keep going until you have something written down that looks so absolutely ridiculous that it appears to defy physics itself. Or at least our current understanding of it. That's how you know that you are thinking big enough. And let me know what you come up with. Enjoy this exercise. It is so much fun to come up with ideas of what you want to do. And the divine does not care what you ask for. Ask for something huge or ask for something small. It doesn't matter. What matters is why you want it. So do be careful to recognize the emotion at the root of why you want what you want. And also recognize that when you write it down, that's really putting some serious energetic weight into it. So understand why you want what you want and write down the ones that come from a place of positive emotion. All right. Be careful out there, kiddos. And think big. Think truly creatively. Let me know how it goes and how I can help. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.